Hey everyone, I know you're all busy, but we gotta talk about this Microsoft SharePoint vulnerability. It's kind of a big deal, and you might be thinking, well, I don't even use SharePoint, so why should I care?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
But it's used by a ton of organizations, especially government agencies.
Right.
So even if you don't use it directly, your data might be sitting on a SharePoint server somewhere.
And we're talking serious consequences here.
Yeah, like data breaches and disrupted services.
Things that could affect all of us.
Exactly.
This vulnerability, it's officially known as CVE-2024-38094, and it's something called a deserialization flaw.
Right.
Okay, deserialization flaw. That sounds kind of intimidating.
Yeah, it's not exactly the most user-friendly term.
Break it down for us.
Okay, so imagine you're packing a suitcase. You carefully put everything in its place, make sure it's all secure.
Okay, I'm with you.
Now picture someone sneaking up to your suitcase, unzipping it without you noticing and slipping in something dangerous.
Like a venomous spider.
Yeah.
Or a whole beehive.
Yes.
Something like that.
Okay, I get it. The suitcase is like the SharePoint server. And that dangerous item is malicious code that hackers can inject.
So because it's a deserialization flaw, it basically bypasses security measures.
Exactly. It makes it easier for hackers to take control.
So it's not just data leaking out. We're talking about someone potentially taking control of an entire server.
Right. It's a big deal.
Like getting the master key to a bank vault.
That's a perfect analogy.
And what's really scary is that there's a public proof of concept available.
Right.
Which basically gives hackers a step-by-step guide on how to exploit this thing.
It takes all the guesswork out of it.
So now anyone with some tech skills could potentially do this.
I mean, anyone with malicious intent and a little bit of know-how.
Yeah. And to make things even worse, this vulnerability was added to CISA's known exploited vulnerabilities list.
Right.
It's like the government's most wanted list for cyber threats.
Exactly.
And federal agencies are required to patch their systems by November 12th. That shows how seriously they're taking this. So this isn't just some hypothetical problem. This is a clear and present danger.
Yeah.
So what is Microsoft doing about this? The article mentioned that they released a patch back in July.
They did.
Yeah.
Which is good news. But unfortunately, not everyone updates their systems right away. And Microsoft is still seeing attacks happening.
Really?
So that means that either some hackers have found ways around the patch, or they're targeting systems that haven't been updated yet.
So what can our listeners do to protect themselves? I mean, we're not all tech wizards here.
That's true, but there are definitely things you can do.
Okay, good.
First and foremost, awareness is key. Now that you understand the potential impact of this vulnerability, you can be more vigilant about any suspicious activity you might encounter.
And we can spread the word too, right?
Absolutely.
Tell our friends and colleagues who use SharePoint.
Let them know so they can protect themselves.
Because collective awareness can really make a difference.
It can.
But if you do use SharePoint, there are some specific actions you need to take.
Yes.
Like applying that patch we mentioned, making sure your SharePoint installation is up to date.
That's crucial.
And the article also recommends restricting access to site owner permissions.
Right.
So limiting who has the keys to the kingdom, so to speak.
Exactly. The fewer people with those high-level permissions, the better.
Makes sense.
The article also mentions something called network segmentation.
Okay, that sounds a bit technical.
It is a bit. But think of it like creating compartments in a ship. If one compartment gets flooded, the entire ship doesn't sink.
Ah, so it's about isolating your SharePoint servers from other critical systems.
Exactly. If hackers get into one part of the system, they can't easily spread to others.
So it's about containing the damage.
Right.
So we've talked about the vulnerability, why it's such a big deal, and what Microsoft is doing to fix it. But this vulnerability was actually discovered and patched back in July. So why are we only seeing widespread concern now?
Well, as we said, not everyone rushes to update their systems right away. Organizations often need time to test things out.
Right. You know,
especially with large, complex systems like this.
So even though the fix was out there, a lot of systems were still vulnerable for months.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate reality.
Right.
And then that proof of concept being released publicly really changed things.
Because it basically gave attackers a how-to guide, right?
Pretty much. Before the PC was out there, you would have needed a lot of technical skill to exploit this. But once it became public knowledge,
Yeah.
It was like anyone could do it.
So you've got that lag time between the patch and everyone actually using it, and then the PT comes out and it's just like throwing gasoline on the fire.
Yeah, it's a dangerous combination.
So besides staying informed and making sure our systems are patched, what else can we do to stay ahead of these threats?
We need to be more proactive.
Yeah.
We can't just wait for something bad to happen and then react.
I know. Easier said than done. Especially for those of us who aren't tech experts, where do we even start?
Well, CISA has a ton of great information on their website, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. They have a lot of resources on how to protect yourself online.
That's good to know. I'll have to check that out.
Another thing, multi-factor authentication is your friend.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You should enable that on all your accounts whenever possible.
Right. That extra layer of security.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to confirm your identity using a second device, like your phone.
So even if someone gets your password, they can't get into your account without your phone, too.
Exactly. It's a simple step, but it can make a big difference.
Okay, so we've talked about the vulnerability, why it's so serious, and what people can do to protect themselves.
And what Microsoft is doing.
Right.
But it's important to remember that this is just one example. This is a much bigger issue.
You mean cybersecurity in general?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about it in a more holistic way, as individuals and as a society.
Because technology keeps evolving.
And so do the threats.
Right.
The more informed and prepared we are, the better.
This deep dive has definitely been eye-opening. Thanks for explaining all of this.
Of course. Always happy to help.
And before we wrap things up, I hear you have one final thought for our listeners.
I do. We talked about how the time between when a vulnerability is discovered and when it's actually exploited, the time is getting shorter. So what does that mean for the future of software development?
It does make you wonder, how do we develop software differently if things are changing so quickly?
Well, we need to shift from just reacting to these vulnerabilities to building security into every step of the process. We can't just fix bugs after the fact.
So it's got to be part of the plan from the very beginning.
Exactly. Security needs to be baked in from day one.
So it's about creating a culture of security among developers.
Right. Everyone needs to understand how important it is.
They need to think about it constantly.
Right. It can't be an afterthought.
This whole SharePoint thing is a wake-up call.
It is.
It shows us we need to be more proactive, right, more vigilant, more informed.
Absolutely. And that goes for everyone, not just the tech people.
Right. The more we know about these threats, the better we can protect ourselves. This deep dive has really given me a lot to think about.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks for being here and sharing your expertise.
It was my pleasure.
And to all of you listening out there, be sure to check out the links in our show notes. You can find more information about this vulnerability and some resources on how to stay safe online. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.